Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph test, Zehu Bechinas Purim. This is the concept of Purim. Ki homon mizera molek shehu oirev liyisrael tomed bo'es hayirida shekodim aliyah. Because homon is a descendant of Amalek, and he's part of this problem, this situation which is always lurking and waiting to trap us at the time of a yirida that precedes an aliyah. Whenever the Jews are expecting to experience a new Kabbalah Satora, that's when this Haman, that's when this Amalek is lurking there to try to mess us up. And at that time, during the time of the story with Haman, that was a time when the Jews were about to be zeche, to return to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash. The Yerushalayim hi bechinas yiro sholem, shehu bechinas bereshis, maimar sholem, bechinas nishma v'nase, kemavur b'maimar nal. The word Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, represents this Maimar Sholem that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Kutumran. Bereshis, Yorei Boishet, that Yira Dikdusha. Vishom Yerushalayim Hua Beis HaMikdosh, Asher Mishom Teitzei Torah. And in Yerushalayim is found the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the center of the most learned body of rabbis, from which the highest level of Torah comes out to Klal Yisrael, from the Sanhedrin Agdola. As the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, that based on the Torah that they will teach you, min hamokom hahu, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash. Ki mitzion teitzei soiro udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We see many psukim supporting this. Vezeh bechinas ki polim imcho dovor lamishpot. Hainu kishein yoiden eize din batoiro. זה בחינת שאין זכן להשיג אז בחינת הניסטר ממנו לפי מדרגוסוי, שהיא בחינת נשמע אצלוי. And this is what the Pasuk means when it begins with the words כי יפולי ממך דבר, when a Jew will find himself in a predicament where there's something he doesn't understand, meaning that something is in the category of נשמע from him at that point in time. ואז כשאין זכן להשיג בחינת נשמע ונעשה, אזי אין החוסם בשלמוס כנל. And when the person does not understand the Nishma Naseh, then his Chosam is incomplete. The Chosam we spoke about earlier that's tied into this Naseh V'Nishma. V'Azai Ein Yoidin Bein Dam L'Dam. And then the person, the Pasuk says, Ki Polim Im Chodovor L'Mishpot Bein Dom L'Dom. Ki Ein Yechoylen L'Havchin Bein Dom Tohor L'Dam Nidlis. Because when the person is lacking in understanding of Torah, he can't differentiate between pure blood and impure blood. Machma shenifgam hachoisam, because the seal has become defective. She'oz nasa mimeno b'chinas midas kanal. And we learned earlier that when the choisam becomes defective, then from choisam becomes midas, because choisam is the same numerical value as the word midas. V'oz hatikunhu, and then what's the solution? The Pasuk says, Ki polim imcha dovor mishpot, bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein negel onevla. What will you do? V'kamto v'yoliso el amokom ahu. You will leave your city and you'll go up to the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki tzion v'yerushalayim heim bechinas choysom betoy choysom kemuva. Because tzion and Yerushalayim are the concept of this seal within a seal, as is written in the writings of the Arizal. Kimishom teitzei soira, because that's the source from which the highest level of Torah comes forth. Kishom yoishim bez nagoda, that's where the great Sanhedrin sat. Vehem megalin kol ma sheneelam v'nistar etzel kol echad v'echad. They're the ones who are qualified to reveal the knowledge of Torah, the solutions to problems, which were hidden from all other Jews. Kama shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Al pi ha-Torah asher yeirucho, val pi ha-Mishpot, that they will teach you, Tase, you should follow what these rabbis will tell us. Nimtzo sheheim mesaknim v'yoytze mi'anish manaseh. So therefore we see that these rabbis of the Sanhedrin, They were the ones with the ability to take the nishma and convert it to maaseh, to take that which was originally hidden from us, nistar, and make from it nigla. Kishom humokim hatfila, because we know that the Beis Hamikdash was also the center for tefila. Kama shikosu, as the pasuk says, ki beisi beis tefila yikore lecholamim. My house, the Beis Hamikdash, will be known as a beis tefila. Utfila hu nishma, and we know that tefila is in the category of nishma. Rabbi Nezal says this over there in chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, that Torah and tefila are bechinas naaseh v'nishma. He quotes the pasuk lishmoya el horino vel hatfila. So we see that tefila is associated with nishma. V'al kein yesh misham bez nagodol voisim mehatfila Torah. And this is why it's in this particular place in the Beis Hamikdash, which was this Beis Tefila and Beis Torah. It was both. And these rabbis sat there and they made from Tefila Torah, from Nishma Naaseh. Umegalin liYisrael kol anistar mehem. And they revealed to Klal Yisrael all the answers to questions that were originally hidden from us. Bechinas ki pole, as we said before, al pi haTorah she'emru lecha kanal, nimtza shebinyan Beis Hamikdash Tzion v'Yerushalayim hu bechinas nishma v'naaseh, bechinas kabolas haTorah. So therefore, when we discuss building the Beis Hamikdash and building Yerushalayim, that's also a concept of kabolas haTorah. Ki mishom teitzei soira, because that's the center from which Torah emanates. And because of the fact that at that time, during the time of Achashverosh, it was a time when the Golus of Nebuchadnezzar was scheduled to come to an end, the 70 years of exile had ended, and Klal Yisrael was supposed to return to Yerushalayim and to build the Beis HaMikdosh, Shehu Bechinas Lahasig Mechodosh, Bechinas HaTorah, which means to achieve a new level of understanding of Torah, Bechinas Nishma V'Naseh, because as we said earlier, the Beis Hamikdash is the center of Torah. Al Kein Hoyu Muchrochimos Sheyirohem Yerido Koidam Hu Aliyah. So if Klal Yisrael was expecting this great Aliyah, obviously they had to be ready for a major Yerido to precede it. And because of the fact that so major an aliyah was expected, therefore the Sitra Achra prepared a major, major yerida, to the point where the Jews, Rachmona Litzlan, were nichshal, they stumbled with non-Jewish women. And that was when Haman laid an ambush for us, ready to pounce. And when the Jews were so vulnerable, when they had fallen victim to these non-Jewish women, that's when Haman wanted to jump on top of us. And this is why the Arizal reveals that Klal Yisrael was in jeopardy at that point in history more so than just about ever before. Ki hizgabra aleihem bo'eis yiridosam hagedoila ma'oid, because Haman was attacking us at a time when our yirida was very, very severe. Bechinas va'ato oyef v'yogea, just like the Torah writes when Amalek attacked the Jews at Yitzias Mitzrayim. He attacked when we were very weak. Oyef v'yogea v'lo yorei Elokim. Ki hoyuoz ayefim v'yegeim b'tachlis hayegia. Because Klal Yisrael, during the time of Achashverosh, were as exhausted and tired and weak as they possibly could have been. Why? Machmashoye b'soyif hagolus. Because we were at the end of our rope. We were at the end of 70 years of exile, 70 years of being out of Eretz Yisrael, away from the holiness. Koidem shuvam l'makoyimam, before we were about to return to our place. She'oz mizgaberes hasitrachra biyoser, And that's when the Yetzer Hara, the Sitrachra, tries its best. When the Sitrachra sees that Klal Yisrael is about to return to their place easily, it's over. We won. We made it through the exile. We survived, even though we're very exhausted, we're very tired, and almost completely beaten, but we're about to win. We're about to return to the Kedusha. At that time, Bifrat, and especially since they were Jews who allowed themselves to fall victim to this major, major sin of having relations with non-Jewish women, this is why this was a major, major time of terror and horror for Klal Yisrael. Ach Mordechai yodas kol hashenaso. However, the Megillah tells us that Mordechai HaTzadik understood everything that was taking place. Ki hu yoda kol zois. He understood all of this. Veheir b'Yisrael aval yisya'i shvatzmen arachmam. And he's the one who shined into Klal Yisrael this realization not to give up, not to quit, and not to allow ourselves to forget the kindness of Hashem. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is the most important thing. That at a time when a Jew falls into any kind of Yerida, no matter how bad it is, even if the Jew actually falls victim to major sins in his Yerida, he commits major sins, still, it is forbidden to give up hope on oneself and to give up hope on the kindness of Hashem, that Hashem has enough kindness to pull me through, even at this point in time, to bring me back. As we see, the Torah tells us that's exactly what Mordechai did then, and Klal Yisrael together with him. That Mordechai HaTzadik went out in the middle of the city and he screamed a great bitter scream to Hashem. And as the Megillah tells us, that the entire Klal Yisrael, wherever the decree of Ahasuerus had reached, all of them cried out to Hashem. Vashem Yisborach Shoma Lekoil Zakosom Vitzakosom Agdoilo Alidei Mordechai. And Hashem Yisborach, with the zchus of Mordechai at Tzadik, Hashem listened and accepted the tfilois and the screams of Klal Yisrael at that time. Vooz Nishape Hayerido La'aliyo Gidoilo. And the Yerida got converted, got turned around completely to a major, major aliyah for Klal Yisrael, a major success and victory over all their enemies. V'na'asemize Purim, and the holiday of Purim came out of this. V'zochu l'kabolas ha-Torah mechodosh, and the Megillah tells us that Klal Yisrael was zocha to a brand new acceptance of Torah, brand new commitment to the Torah. Bechinas, as it says in the Megillah, kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. And the Gemara says, kimu mashe kiblu kvar, that Klal Yisrael had a brand new Kabbalah Sator at that time. V'chol zeh al yidei Mordechai. And who was the force behind it? Who was the one that assured that the Jews would not be destroyed completely, would not fail completely, but he was able to help them turn it around to a success? It was Mordechai HaTzadik. Because the Megillah says these words, ki Mordechai yoda es kol asher naso. Because Mordechai knew and understood everything that was going on. He's the one who understood the aspect of Nase, the Nase of Nase v'Nishma. He's the one who understood it perfectly. Mordechai HaTzadik was zeche to achieve the highest level of Nase. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likutei Moran that a Jew has to constantly be converting nishma to nase, and then go to a higher nishma and a higher nase. Nimtza shezeichin b'chol pam lehizgalus v'yediya chadosho. And when a person does that, they're constantly receiving new revelations, new ideas. Shubchinas nase gavoya yoser. He's constantly rising to a higher nase. V'chein midarga ledarga ad tchilas v'atzilus kimavur b'may marnal. And this continues higher and higher until a Jew can enter the beginning of the olam v'atzilus even. And this is what's meant when it says u'mordechai yoda es kol asher nase. Ad lemala mala betachlis hamayla, that Mordechai Tzadik was zeichet to climb, to rise to the highest levels of Nase. Umachmazeh hoyoyochi lohoyer gam lemato betachlis shiflis hayirida. And because he climbed to so high a place, he was able to shine the light, to beam down light to the lowest places. Kizeh muvon umevur bedivrei Rabbeinu b'mokam acher, because this is something that Rabbeinu Zal explains to us in a different place in the Likutei Moran. Shekol ma shehatzadik hu b'maylo gedoyla b'yoser, v'zoyche lahasoga gedoyla b'yoser, hu yochel lohoyer b'madrega nemucha b'yoser v'yoser. That the more a tzaddik rises to higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem, of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, of mitzvot, the more he's qualified and capable of reaching down to lower and lower places and being able to bring the people up even from that far down. One example of this that we have is Kaviyachol, the crown of Hashem, the Keser. It's brought that the word Esrim, just a second, Shinayim 370 and 2 is 570, 580, exactly. The word Esrim, 20, Ayin Shin Reishud Mem, is Bigimatria Keser, the crown of Hashem. We know that the crown of Hashem is the 10th level up. If we start from Malchus being level number 1, and we climb up to the top, the Keser is level number 10. How far reaching is the light of Keser? The light of Keser reaches 20 levels, because in order to get to it, you have to go up, you have to climb 10 levels on the ladder. And because it's 10 levels up, it has the ability to shine down the full spectrum down, all the way down, 10 levels down, so that the Keser is Kolel 20 Madregas, 10 up and 10 down. So again, whenever we talk about a tzaddik reaching a higher level of yediyah, a higher level of understanding of Hashem, that's preparing him to qualify, to go down to lower and lower levels of Yerida, where Jews are found, and pull them up from there. Nimtzo b'chol pam shezoicha hatzadik lebchinas nase gavoya yoser, dahainu hizgalus yoser, hu yochoy lohoyer lemato lemata b'yoser. So therefore, each and every time that the tzaddik is zoicha to a higher level nase, meaning to a greater revelation of understanding of Hashem, he has the ability to beam down, to shine down to lower and lower places. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, uses these two terms interchangeably. Nigla, he refers to as na. We have Mister / Nigla, and we have Nishma / Nase. So that Nigla and Nase are synonymous. Because through the fact that the tzaddik was zeche to reveal, to be megale, the nishma, and converted to nase, that's what gives him the ability to shine down to a lower level. And when we talk about low levels, when we talk about the four worlds that Hashem created, atzilus, bria, yetzira, asiya, Asiya is synonymous with the lowest level. So therefore, Nigla is synonymous with Nase, with reaching down to Asiya. Vezehu u'Mordechai yoda es kol asher nase. And this is why the Megillah says about Mordechai, that Mordechai understood kol asher nase. That means mitchilo vat soif, me'ein soif adein tachlis. He had achieved, he had revealed the highest level Nases that it was possible to reveal. Alkein hu ya yochel lohor b'Yisrael afilu b'tachlis yiridosom levav yisiyai shratzom min arachmim at shezohal yodoy shiyishapech mehepech al hepech. Therefore, he had the ability to reach Klal Yisrael at their lowest low, even at this point when they were so far down, and convert it, turn it around completely. V'tachlis ha-yirida yitachlis ho-aliyah. And to make from such a terrible yirida, to convert it into a major aliyah. B'chinas v'nahafaychu. As it says clearly in Megillas Esther, that things got flipped over completely, asher yishlatu ha-yehudim heima b'sonayim, it says there. And Klal Yisrael was zecha to the highest levels of understanding of Hashem, lekabolas haTorah mechodesh, to accept the Torah anew, b'chinas kimu v'kiblu. V'zochu la'aseis mizeh yemei haPurim ho'ele, and they were zecha to make from this wonderful holiday of Purim. D'hainu shi'inim shechora zu b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana, meaning that it wasn't just a holiday for that time, it wasn't just a success at that point in history, but rather it became established as a source of success for Klal Yisrael, a source of inspiration and strength for Klal Yisrael for all generations. B'chol mishpocha mishpocha b'chol dor v'dor. She'b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana yor aleinu her agadol lazoi shebchinas Mordechai. That in each and every generation, in each and every year, this light of Mordechai gets turned on again and shines upon Klal Yisrael when that holiday of Purim rolls around. Shaydeze yelanu koyach b'chol shana v'shana lotzeis mikol ha'yerida shebo'ilam v'laf v'ich kol ha'yerida is letachles v'aliyah. And this is what gives us the ability each and every year to exit from the worst yeridas and to turn those yeridas into the greatest aliyahs. B'bechinas, as it says in the Megillah, v'hayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor mishpocha mishpocha ir v'ir. Because Hashem, with his great kindness, thought from the distance to see how it's possible that we should have a wonderful end, a wonderful finish. Hashem looks out to the end of time. And he saw that towards the end of time, when in the generations that we're living in today, before the entire Klal Yisrael is zecha to gather into Yerushalayim, and there should be a permanent redemption, the koydim laze bevadai tizgabra sitrach ramoi, the Yetzirah is going to work very, very hard. The sitrach is going to be mizgabra tremendously. And the Yerida that Klal Yisrael is going to experience, the assimilation and all the other things, is going to be terrible, terrible. And therefore Hashem saw to it that this light of Mordechai should shine every single year with an incredible brightness, and through this bright light we'll be able to convert all of our yeridos to aliyos. Ukemuva b'ksovim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'oro shel Mordechai meir ad soif ha'asiyah, that the light of Mordechai, which starts out at one of the highest places, shines down to the lowest limits of the Olam Ho'asiya. V'he'ora zu shel Purim eina nimtza b'shum zman. The light, the spiritual light that Hashem shines on Purim is not found at any other time in the year, not on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Shabbos. V'oz nishapchen kol ha'yeridois la'aliyois. And that's a time when all yeridois get converted to aliyois. Kihi tachlis u'aliyah kanal, because as we learned earlier, that the yerida, when it's proper, it results in the highest level aliyah. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what's meant when it says in the Megillah, v'hayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor, that these days are remembered. Look at the wording in the Megillah, nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nizkorim v'nasim ze b'chinas nishma v'nase. Nizkar Venase is the same as Nishma Venase. Nizkorim Zebechinas Nishma, because Zikoroin is similar to Shmia. Ki Zikoroin Talia Baliba Kemuva, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that memory is dependent on the heart. When somebody says that this will be remain deeply inscribed in my heart, that's where the memory really takes effect. V'tamon talyo shmiya, and for a person to listen to something really, really well, in order for somebody to listen to something well, it means it went into their heart, not just into their ears. Ki shmiya talyo baliba kemuva b'makom acher, because listening also is dependent on the heart. So that these two items, lizkor and lishmoya, are both identical. They're both something that depend on when a person hears something very, very, very well, then they remember it very well. And they're both tied into the heart. Vizehu, and this is what's meant when the Pasuk says, Vahayomim hoele nizkorim venasim, that these days are remembered, will be remembered and celebrated. This loshon of nizkor venasim. Kios bayomim hoele zoichen lekabula satoira bechinas kima vekiblu kanal, because on these days of Purim, Klal Yisrael was zoichen to a brand new accepting of the Torah, as it says in the Megillah, shehu bechinas nizkorim venasim bechinas nishma venase kanal, vezehu bechol dor vador, and this is why it says in the Megillah, in each and every generation. Hainu kize hadovar nase bechol dor vador bechol eishet zrichen lahamshich hasogas hatoira minishma lenase. This same process is repeated in every generation. Each and every single time that an individual Jew or Klal Yisrael has to go from nishma to nase to bring a certain understanding of Hashem, from Nistar to Nigla, from Nishma to Nase, Shezehu bi'atzmoi bechinas bechol dor vador, dahainu me'ov leben, midor ledor, Shezeh bechinas mechom alashog ma'molik, midor ledor, kanal. And this is exactly like we said earlier, this is the concept of a father transmitting to a son. Because in general, the father is the one who has knowledge which the son has not yet achieved. So the father is Bechinas Nishma compared to the son, who is a Bechin of Nas in comparison. And when the father is giving over his knowledge to his son, Midor Ledor, that's this concept of Nishma Tanase, which is directly the opposite of the this is what Amalek is battling against. Voz bepurim zoichen lahasogas nishma venase shem avu ben b'chinas dor vador kanal. And on Purim is when Klal Yisrael was zoiche to this nishma venase, this avu ben, this dor dor. Voz zoichen sheneschapchen kol hayerido islalios. And when a person is zoiche to a new level of nishma venase, then he zoiche that his yeridois get converted to alios, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, that this is based on.